When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Bipolar DM Podcast. I am your host, Jason, the Bipolar DM. This is an irregular podcast that I put on about Dungeons & Dragons, independent writing, as well as mental illness, in particular borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, and major depression, among other diagnoses. If you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please email me at TheBipolarDM@gmail.com. Visit my webpage, www.TheBipolarDM.com, and there you'll find previous episodes of this podcast, as well as my blog and information about Dungeons & Dragons, independent writing, and mental illness. For those of you who haven't done so already, be sure to visit my fan page on Facebook. It is at The Bipolar DM is the handle. There you'll find more up-to-date content than on the webpage. It's a little bit easier platform for me to work from with my phone. And so I'm able to post videos, articles, as well as other information about Dungeons & Dragons, independent writing, and mental illness. For those of you who are super members, super fans of this page, I do have a private membership club for the members. It is under Facebook group, and it is called The Bipolar DM Nation. And there we have behind-the-scenes content about the podcast, kind of how the sausage gets made, as well as a live update that I do on an irregular basis, sometimes daily, sometimes several times a day. And it goes over what my life is like living with a mental illness on a daily basis. And so there is no requirements for membership, just a desire to join. In today's topic, we are going to be talking about playing in character. I have been doing a series of podcasts on Dungeons & Dragons, and we had started off with doing a podcast, doing a review of D&D Beyond, and then there's the podcast we just did previously about playing on a virtual tabletop online. And so the next one in this series is now playing in character. Kind of let you know about my background. I got a background in theater back in high school and middle school. I didn't do it in college just because those kids were just too damn weird. And then when I went to seminary, they just didn't have drama. And in high school, and I lettered in drama. Actually got a letter for my letterman's jacket in drama. Took the classes, did the plays. I wrote plays. I produced plays. Had a blast doing it. And then I got into Dungeons & Dragons, and all that theater experience just really helped translate over, especially improv and acting in character. And so what I really was able to do with taking this into D&D, what I really enjoyed most was that I was able to play my own creation. Instead of playing somebody else's creation in a play, I am in my own adventure with my own character, doing what I want them to do and behaving the way I want them to behave and saying what I want them to say. And so we're going to get into some tips into role-playing. Now, this, of course, is not exhaustive of all the tips out there or anything like that, but there's a couple tips here. First and foremost, practice alone. Yes, it can be quite embarrassing practicing voices and characters and stuff like that in front of other people. So Find a nice quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed or overheard, and practice voices and practice mannerisms and stuff like that, and allow yourself to really just kind of be free, and so practice alone. Second thing, know who your player character is. You know, not only just knowing the stats and stuff like that, but write a background for them and know what your character came from and why they became an adventurer and what it is that they want most out of life. And so know these things about your character. Know what their speech is like. Do they speak with an accent? So what kind of accent? What are their mannerisms when they talk? Do they talk with their hands? Are they very vocal? You know, little things make a big impact. And so, you know, you don't have to be a voice actor like Matt Mercer or any of the guys and gals on Critical Role. You know, little things make a big impact. Slight changes in your accent, picking up a little bit of an Irish accent or a Scottish accent, you know, here and there, working on that Russian accent. You know, the little things, you know, really do make a big difference. And one of the ways that helps with learning accents is to listen to them. YouTube the hell out of foreigners, you know, listen to their accents, just listen to how they speak and kind of try to absorb and pick it up. And so, you know, do a little research on what kind of accent that your character might have. Or if you don't do accents, how about a vocabulary change, you know, speaking more eloquently and, you know, using bigger words and stuff like that, or using simpler words, you know, grog, need, beer, you know, just, slight changes in the vocabulary can make a big difference in when you're playing a character. And the manner of they speak also does it. Do they speak forcefully and really put a lot of gravitas in their voice? Are they a little more meek and mild and they speak softly? Get into character before the game. So, you know, 10 minutes before the game should start, you know, get yourself a soundtrack of music to listen to, you know, that's in character, you know, something like really like the soundtrack for Tolkien, Lord of the Rings, or, you know, good classical, you know, music, or the Hun, the Who, a bunch of Huns that are called the Who, H-U, a great Mongolian band, and I tell you what, it really pumps you up while listening to some of that music. But get a soundtrack for your character. Practice your voice as you're getting ready to go into play. Kind of get that accent going, too, or that manner of speaking. And then take a moment to review your player character sheet as well. So, you know, you got your background stuff on there, like their ideals and bonds and traits and flaws. You know, get familiar with those and play those into your character. Those are my tips that I have for helping you out with getting into character. There's some other things you can do, like watching improv, practicing improv, just do all kinds of stuff just to find out what you are capable of doing, because you'd be surprised how far you can go with a little practice. Yeah, a little ingenuity and a little tweaking here and there, and then you're going to be talking like, you know, anybody different. So, thank you again for listening in to the Bipolar DM. I am your host, Jason. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Bipolar DM. Be sure to also join our membership club, our membership group, the Bipolar DM Nation. Get behind the scenes. Learn what it is like to live with a mental illness on a daily basis and the struggles that I have to go through just to survive. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to take your meds.
When you need
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.